Hello, this is Dawn.
Hey Dawn, this is Josh Baker. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely great. I am calling from Penguin Book Writers, and I am one of the senior project managers over here. So I got a concern forwarded from the support team that you wanted to have a word with someone regarding your project manager and the project. So I am all ears and would be happy to help.
So I had reached out yesterday and asked if I could get a different project manager. I think we've been working together for a couple of months now, and she's just a little frustrating to work with. Now, I'm not exactly sure what the issue is. She has said a few times she's managing a lot of projects, so I don't know if she's got too much work on her plate, maybe. The issues are I don't really see that she's moving things forward, and we talk about next steps many times, and then I'm expecting some follow-up, and it doesn't happen, or it doesn't happen correctly. And some items we've discussed more than three times, and I feel like when I talk to her, it's as if we didn't even have the previous conversation. So what prompted my call was yesterday I knew I was gonna, because we have a time difference, so I'm on the East Coast, she's on the West Coast, which is not the best. It would be certainly a lot easier to work with someone on the East Coast. But anyway, I knew yesterday morning that I was gonna have a message from her waiting on my inbox because we were going back and forth on something, and I actually was dreading opening it up. So I realized that I wasn't enjoying working with her, and it just makes the project harder. So I don't know if it's a personality thing too. I'm just really not enjoying working with her and wanted to see if I could change to a different project manager.
For sure, for sure, for sure. Let me help you out with this as well. So let me guide you with what I personally am going to do and give you a few aspects from my end as well. She is one of the best resources that we have. I just want to find out with what went wrong or where the ball got dropped. I personally am going to be having a thorough review of your project, and I'm going to have a meeting with Rachel as well with where the ball got dropped or why there is a delay. And once I go through your project, once I have the verdict from her as well and the production team as well, I personally am going to get on call with you. I am going to give you a brief update about your project and how we are going to move forward. If there's something that is major and concerning, I surely am going to and have your project manager change. But if there's something else where or any other reason due to which this ball might have been dropped, I will be very crystal clear with you and I'll keep you updated on that. So I would need time till tomorrow to review the project and everything, and I'm going to give you a call tomorrow at the same time, and we're going to get along from there, and I'm going to give you a complete update on your project as well.
So, okay, that sounds great. I'm just trying to think
Perfect.
if there's some additional details that might be helpful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I am going to right after the call, I have a short another call as well. As soon as I get done with the other call, I'm going to host a meeting, and hopefully before the day end today, I'm going to send you the complete minutes of my meeting as well and the updates on your project on the same Teamwork portal as well. And if you have any concerns, you can always reach out to me via portal as well, and I personally am going to get on call with you. And if there's any concern with Rachel as well, I personally am going to go ahead and have your project manager change as well so that your project can move forward in a more seamless manner. And also, since you have raised this concern as well, I personally will be overlooking your project to make sure that it is expedited and whatever you have signed up for, those get delivered to you. So I would just need time till day end today, and I'm going to update you about the project and every single thing by today. All right?
Sure. I would say one
Sounds great.
Point to
Sure.
mention is I think part of the problem is I don't always feel like she's listening to me. So she's very polite, very cordial. We're on the phone and she's like, "Yes, I understand. Okay, great. We'll do this next." And then the next phone call or the next email exchange and things are in the same, like it was as if she forgot or didn't remember something. So let me give you a very specific example, but there's others. So back in July, I gave her
point.
Quotes. I'm sorry?
Yep, yep,
so
go ahead.
Back in July, I gave her a quote that I wanted to use for the back cover or suggested for the back cover. We were going back and forth on the back cover design. The quote wasn't there. I asked her about it. And she said, send me the quote. And I said, I already sent it to you. And she's like, oh, right, I have it. And then the next version comes out. The quote's not there. I said, hey, what's going on with the quote? And she's like, oh, what quote? She's like, why don't you send it to me? I was like, okay. You know, I sent it to you before. Here it is again. And then I sent it to her. And then the next version of the cover comes, and the quote's not on there. So it's just, you know, it's the frustration of the back and forth. I just realized that I'm not enjoying working with her any longer because of those problems kind of back and forth. And, you know, I feel like I'm trying to keep track of things for her instead of her keeping track of things for me, which is kind of what I thought was, like, when you get a project manager, it's someone who's trying to keep track of all those pieces and try to make sure that everything's moving forward. So I feel like I'm doing more of that work to make sure that things
keep
going.
I can understand. Nothing to worry. I will personally have a research on this. I'm going to go through the calls as well. And hopefully before day end, I'm going to let you know who the new project manager would be. And I'm going to have the project manager reach out to you by tomorrow as well so that you both can just have a little bit touch base as well so that you both are on the same page. And just one quick thing. I was reviewing your project while we're on the same call as well. You sent an email right now to Rachel as well for the illustration purposes. You've attached a file as well. So the file is in .indd format. Is it possible for you to share the file in any other format, be it a PDF or a JPEG or anything like that, so that it's viewable? Because
yeah, sure.
The current format is giving us an error. Sounds great. Thank you so very much for that, Dawn. And I really do apologize once again. I personally am going to get on meeting right now, and I'm going to share the minutes of the meeting with you before the day end as well. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so very much for your time. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.